Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and we got a lot to cover. In the house right now, to my left, we got the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back.
Happy to be back. It's been a minute. We got a lot of shit to cover.
Uh-huh. Yes, we do. Also in the house, completing this triple threat here, the one, the only, Mojo Riley. How you doing?
I know it's January 10th, but Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes. 2019 Undisputed Podcast is going to reign supreme here.
Absolutely.
And this is our first podcast of the new year here, you guys.
We took a little break there.
We did. We took a little break, see, because we've been busy. We had we celebrated Christmas.
Yeah.
We celebrated Trebuchet's Rocking New Year.
We celebrated Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us.
It was the airing of the grievances. It was brutal. Mm-hmm. In fair, it also took me like 3 weeks to come down off that brownie.
That's fair. You were fucking gone, dude. You were in like David Bowie territory. That's pretty freaky, Trebuchet.
Let me tell you something about pop brownies and wrestling. If you're in a room full of people that are going to do the Finn Balor pose.
Oh, yes.
That gets, if you're on the floor and everybody starts Finn Balor posing.
Armbands!
I did not like that.
I loved
the
angle, it.
I think I said audibly, I don't like this.
Well, you were pretty on the floor.
Live my life vicariously through you. I don't think I ever need to experience
it. Was amazing. So. I had fun.
You did Four Locos, and that's enough.
That is the Showtime experience.
Good. I am good.
Yeah. Yeah, no more Four Locos either.
It's death in a can.
Okay. Yeah,
death in a can.
So, we're gonna talk about some pro wrestling here, you guys. We're gonna start with the love of my life, the World Wrestling Entertainment. We're gonna recap that.
I was gonna say Liv Morgan.
She's part of that right now. You got her and Alexa Bliss all in the same company. It's great. Great time to be alive.
On the same show.
Yeah. And we're gonna discuss this new era here, you guys. You don't like it there, Showtime?
It feels really like ham fisted.
Give it time.
Yeah.
It's that's what everybody's telling me is like, hey, it's not gonna be different overnight.
My prediction was it wasn't gonna be new until January because a lot of guys are on vacation before Christmas and stuff like that. Yep. And they were just doing their typical miracle or street fight on 34th Street.
Yeah,
and just doing their Christmas stuff.
Your Christmas Eve episode to your New Year's Day episode are usually pretty throwaway.
Yeah,
like you can't expect a whole lot.
The only thing that made you want to tune in was the McMahons. That's the only thing that was different about it. Mm. And so, Vince is doing stuff. Mm. Shane is doing stuff.
So this whole
Triple H is doing stuff. But Stephanie is not, which is the most interesting thing about this whole
everybody
McMahon
hates, I've heard
thing.
You know, Triple H on documentaries and stuff say everybody hates Stephanie. But if you look at it, the ratings are up when Stephanie's on TV.
Stephanie is good
You're
for ratings.
You're supposed to hate her.
She brings
She's
the twins
polarizing.
With her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my issue with Stephanie is that I feel like it's impossible for male wrestlers to get their heat back on her. Because she, like, you get, like, your male authority figure, eventually someone beats them up.
Yeah.
Stephanie never gets that. So that's
Ronda.
That was the closest we've got. Even then, it's still, I don't know, it feels a little different. You want to see... Like, so when Stephanie was tearing into Daniel Bryan, you knew he was never going to get that heat back off of her.
Right.
And that was the only issue I ever had with her, is that...
Well, he could have sucked Brie Bella on her, and we all know Brie Bella in the ring will definitely...
That's
a legitimate threat.
I'm going to bring Brie in here. Oh, no, don't do that. But this all got started with Seth Rollins cutting a promo on Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
In the ring and talking about how the ratings were in the toilet and it was Baron Corbin's fault.
I disagree. He did say that, but I totally disagree, like, on all fronts. I'm definitely invested in the Baron Corbin era, and I think he's still going to be your next WWE champion. I do. I do think that. He may possibly first pick for the Royal Rumble this year.
Okay, but what has to happen is he has to be on the other show, Trebuchet.
To be the WWE champion? Yes. Well, if you win the Royal Rumble, you get to choose which belt you go after. So.
Right. But,
and then after WrestleMania, the draft happens, too.
I have my thoughts on the Royal Rumble. So.
Sure. Yeah, well, we'll get into that later, but...
But yeah, we basically have the McMahons come out and say, you know, we're going to start listening to the fans.
If anybody knows what's good for pro wrestling, it's not the general public, in my personal opinion.
How do you feel about the general public?
I feel like the general public is a bunch of fucking idiots and humanoids.
Just humanoids.
I said it. Send your hate mail to @goad. Go ahead. Do it right now.
Go on and do it.
Yeah, because it's going to get worse before it gets better, you guys. We're running with the new Daniel Bryan, and Pearl Jam's still looking for Eddie Vedder, so the APB is still out there. And he was... The new era starts anywhere these days, you guys. That's what the new era brings. And then a lot of zooming in with the cameras.
Okay, so I don't mind starting the show with like an action shot somewhere in the arena that isn't the ring.
I'm cool with not that. Mad it's exciting. At that. It's exciting.
We've already talked about how the new camera angles in the past like year or so have sucked. They're cutting to too many camera angles. And I feel like they even started to roll that back a little, where it's getting a little better.
We've talked about this a little bit. I are kind of traditionalists, because we grew up like in the 90s and the
those mid-2000s, and you had basically three cameras.
You had the wide angle, which was the ring.
95% of the matches through that. Yeah, and then you had your outside shot.
And then you had the boom camera, which was on the arm there.
Right. Yeah, so you can get your top rope shots or whatever. And
yep.
I feel like that was shot and everything.
Yeah,
too.
less is more with.
It seems like we're cutting to a different camera. It's very overproduced
right now. We're cutting to a camera angle, and then 2 seconds we're cutting back to the main, and then 1 second later we're cutting to a different camera. It's like, this is not only is it hard to follow, shoddy.
We were discussing it. We're like, why did we do that? Why are we on this angle right now?
Is the director? That's usually the director of the camera guys. Either the camera guys can't get the shots, or the director doesn't know what shot he wants. I feel like WWE's a fucking billion-dollar company. There's really no excuse for that level of shoddy.
Well, the other point that we were talking about is that we want the video game to feel like the show. Mm-hmm. And even in the video game, it doesn't. You don't cut that much.
When the video game has better camera angles than the show,
that's what I'm saying.
That's how you fucking know.
That's the hot take for this show, I think, is that the video game has better camera angles than WWE's main product.
I've been playing WWE 2K19 a lot, and I love it.
You love it? Did you meet Brock Lesnar yet?
Yes.
You did? I'm just asking.
I beat him in like 2.5 minutes. Yeah. Oh. I have it on easy. I was...
Oh, no. I play, as hard as the game gets, on Legend. Yep, I play on Legendary.
I wanted to feel good about myself.
That's fine.
You know.
No, it's all right. We get it.
All right, good.
We've probably clocked...
You wanted to survive more hours.
I got sick and tired of a certain female member of our little crew here that kept us saying, has anybody beat Brock Lesnar? I can't do it. And I'm like, yeah, I just did it in like 2.5 minutes.
Is it a little warm in here there, Showtime?
Nah, I'm high, don't talk to me.
Okay.
That is not a knock against her, it's just maybe I just played, I don't know.
It's a fun game. That's a bottom line. Like, is it a good game? How was the career mode on that thing? Is it pretty?
It's better than previous years. Mm-hmm. It's still. I mean, it's not SmackDown PS2 era good.
Yeah.
But we had almost a non-existent career mode for about 4 years. We finally have something.
Here's something I didn't expect. I bought WWE 13 recently, and I had the WWE Attitude version for the thing, and I'm loving the fuck out of that. Like, it's the best $5 I've ever spent. I stand by it. I've gotten way more than $5 worth of enjoyment out of this thing.
WWE put out a game once a year. I think it'd be really cool if they spent, like, the base game was going to be your main roster, your NXT roster, everybody currently working. And if they, like, I know they have DLC packs, right? But if they made, like, a 40-person, like, 6 months later, it's like a new edition of the game that just, they put in, Attitude Era and, like, all Legends
like
and
an expansion?
Yeah, rather than have, like, the little, like, 5-person DLC packs they currently have, if they go, no DLC, or very little, and then 6 months later, we're going to have a huge roster update that will soak you $30 for it. I feel like people would enjoy that more.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would sell more. Like,
I'd be more apt
to buy that.
Yeah.
I got a question, though. On that game, why is Tommaso Ciampa not on that game?
It's weird.
Ciampa's not on that game?
No, everybody's got all your oddball NXT guys, but they don't have him.
I think he was hurt when they were doing, like, the stuff for it, because they needed a lot of new animations from the NXT guys.
Yeah.
He's got a very unique moveset.
Yeah, it's weird because they've got Gargano, they've got a lot. The NXT roster on the game is really good. It was weird that Ciampa wasn't in it. Have you been doing
I've been doing the career mode. I've just been doing.
But have you messed around with the? They have a community creation thing. Have you played with that at all?
Mm-mm.
Basically,
way out of Showtime.
I think I've been doing it 4 or so years now. Guys will sit and make just hyper detailed creator wrestlers, entrances, movesets,
right,
and then they can import them online to, like, this big server, and you can download other people's creator wrestlers, and guys spend hours upon hours making it.
Right, so if I want to be X-Pac, somebody made an X-Pac. Yeah.
No, I have about 50 creator wrestlers on mine, and 48 of them are real people that I didn't make. Someone took the time to make them. So, they're usually really detailed. And then the only thing is, just sometimes you might want to adjust their moveset or their stats a little bit, but people import like actual patterns of their faces and like their attire into the game. So they're not making them with the creator wrestler parts. They're importing them via PC with the like actual meshes of their attire or their face.
That's really
and
cool.
then just putting them on the guy. So it could not look... Some of the creator wrestlers look better than the WWE models
themselves.
Wow.
That's awesome. That we're in an era of video games where like fans can make better wrestlers than the actual game makers.
Yeah, and it's the people... I would say that roster size really isn't a big deal in that like certain game wrestling WWE games anymore because you just get so many spots to fill the roster and people take... lots of time and energy to make these really good. An MVP that's really good. Everyone, every year, someone makes a really cool MVP with like that attire. I know you don't like him as a wrestler. The hyper detail.
Looking like Power Ranger, like he does.
Cover up his gang tattoos. Apparently,
he didn't have gang tattoos. I believe that's. Well, like, they had an issue with him. That's why he didn't do so on WWE. Is they couldn't get him to Canada or like Mexico or anything. He had like a felony record.
You can't travel.
They don't want you in Canada ever. The UK. We got a little sidetrack there, but
all right, let's pull it back here. There's a promo on WWE right now that I absolutely hate.
Okay,
One with Lars and
Lars Sullivan, Lacey Evans, Heavy Machinery,
EC3 taking his pants off. I am so sick of seeing this fucking thing. I've seen this fucking promo like 80 times in the last like 2 weeks.
They're gonna come up for me.
Yeah, like I get it. They're coming. Like, either make a different promo or show this one less. Like, I'm over it.
I feel like I think to my knowledge that a couple of those guys are working dark matches.
Are they?
Yeah, they've been shown on both
it's
shows.
So bad.
I don't think they're necessarily going to one show or the other.
Right.
All of
they
want
to keep you guessing.
I think it was just one of those things where we got a new era. Those guys weren't quite ready to come up. It was going to be a couple weeks yet. But they wanted to, you know, we got new guys coming. Get excited about this.
Yeah, another part of the new era.
Yeah, I don't buy it yet that it's that different. The episodes feel like they have little bits of new. Yeah, have a couple of new things in there. But it doesn't feel that different. And my concern is that it's not going to be. We're starting.
I think we're doing the new era thing though because the ratings were so bad.
No, it's absolutely.
We have the
ratings
pulled up here,
Mo.
Yep. Well, give me a sec.
Yeah, no problem.
So the whole point of the new era was my understanding is Vince didn't even want to do this. Vince did not want the McMahons back on TV.
Be on TV himself.
He didn't want to be on TV. He didn't want them back on TV. But he felt like the old go-to has been okay. Ratings are down. Vince or Stephanie or Shane will be on TV, and that'll give it a perk up. But at this point, he goes, we need to be on TV every week because that's what we think can help.
Vince is challenging AJ Styles to be better.
Well, that's the thing. They got Vince instigating
AJ,
and they got Triple H instigating Seth. Which is great.
No, I like the idea of Seth Rollins.
Yes.
He's not a heel, but he's getting
he's burning
he's
it down it. Again.
He's getting the fire back in him to take on,
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
I was thinking of Dean Bane Rose, and it wasn't working.
But Shane is in a tag team, part of the best tag team ever, with my main man, The Miz.
Because
it's awesome.
Real quick, do you think that they're gonna win the tag titles?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Miz and Shane at the bar versus the bar for tag titles at Royal Rumble.
I want them to.
I think they will.
If the WWE is smart, they won't. They won't, and they'll make them start from the bottom and then work their way up to the top.
Because if they
win the tag team titles, there's nowhere to go but down.
They're building to the Miz versus Shane for WrestleMania. It's pretty obvious.
Well, he said, Miz, if you screw me,
do you think Miz is going to screw him?
Yeah.
I think Shane's going to screw Miz.
You think Shane's going
to screw Miz? I think Shane's going to screw Miz. I think they're kind of leaning into him as a heel, as a face thing. I don't think they turn him heel so quick.
No, I think this tag team may last for a solid year. Because Miz Dow worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Miz Show worked out.
Show Miz.
Show Miz.
Excuse you.
Whatever. Not as far as I'm concerned.
That's fair.
Miz fit since day one, y'all. Since the real world.
He gave us the B team.
Yeah, he gave us the B team. He gave us Maurice. He gave us Miz and Mrs. Now, yeah, he's doing his thing. He gave us the Marine 4.
I say good for Miz. Good for Miz.
So WWE.
The New Year's Eve ratings for Raw.
Yeah, let's look at how far back do you have there?
So right now I have New Year's Eve episode of Raw averaged 1,968,000 viewers. This number is up from last week's Christmas Eve episode, which was 1,775,000.
A 1.77 is probably the lowest in existence.
So still under 2 million for a New Year's Eve episode. Jeez. Obviously, yeah. People are
busy. I anticipated that. Yeah. So. I think the reason they came back before New Year's and Christmas Eve was that they knew for a fact we were already having record low.
They were pre-recorded shows. They were.
Yeah, we were already having record low ratings. We're gonna pre-record shows on holidays. Those ratings are gonna be abysmal. Mm-hmm. They needed to have some hope that it wasn't gonna get
your hardcore worse. WWE fans are gonna get the results off of the shows before it even airs, and then if they're not anything interesting, they're not gonna watch.
And my guess would be that your casual fans are gonna go out on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and do something other than watch wrestling.
I watched it on my DVR. I was probably 2 to 3 weeks behind these.
Yeah, we had
Monday.
We
three
watched
weeks
about,
of wrestling probably.
Yeah, we probably watched
dope.
About close to 8 hours of wrestling in an evening. No, I think that's why they did that. We'll see how ratings tick up because I don't think.
Monday Night Football's done, so the rating's going to pick up, because that 18 to 35 male demographic.
How much do you really think that Monday Night Football is hurting Raw?
I think it was hurting Raw a lot.
You
think it was?
Yeah, I really do. It's Smash Mouth like, TV at the
no,
same
I'm
time.
No, I'm not. I feel like in the 90s, that was a much bigger thing than it was. I'm not even referring to necessarily the size of the NFL so much as the crossover.
But there was more cable subscriptions in the 90s and all that stuff. It's a different time.
Well, that's
but,
the thing. That is a very good point, because a lot of people don't have cable anymore.
Yeah, I know. Because
they don't have time. They don't have the money.
The ratings thing is interesting. I don't know if that takes into effect like how many people watch it on Hulu
it doesn't,
or DVRs.
It doesn't. The issue is they have some kind of algorithm to... You look at the increase in streaming subscriptions, you look at the decrease of cable subscriptions, and then you can kind of apply that to ratings and see if it's on par where it should like contribute what those factors are doing to the ratings.
Yeah.
And so it should, you can kind of account for how the ratings should dip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not keeping up with that. It's the ratings are dipping much more than that algorithm says all TV is dipping because of that. TV is dipping X amount. Raw and SmackDown are dipping way more.
Lower than...
And that you kind of use... Yeah, it makes sense. Everything's ratings are going to be lower than they were in the 90s because anything that was getting high ratings in the 90s is getting less down just because there's less people with cable.
Right.
All right, we'll see what happens here in the upcoming months without Monday Night Football. And,
You got a good feeling about Baron on Raw right now?
I like I said, he's my first pick to win the Royal Rumble.
Because we've got this new era, and I will say that I have less of an idea about who's going to win the Royal Rumble or like who's coming out of it like looking good than I ever have.
Mm-hmm.
This year is a total fucking toss-up.
As much as I love Roman Reigns, you always knew that he was going to be...
Yeah, he was the WWE guy. When John Cena was in it, you knew John Cena was going to win it back in the day. He's in it now, but I put him in my Final Four. I don't think he's going to win it this year.
No
I can see John Cena maybe even being the last thrown out, but
that's
I don't think he's going to win. Honestly, I think he's probably actually made one of the least likely to win.
You mean Ernest P. Worrell? You know what I mean?
Honestly, I hope and pray that Roman Reigns comes back soon and healthy, you know, most importantly. You know, hope for his health. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
It's funny how everybody hated him, and then all of a sudden he announces his leukemia. Ratings dropped.
People
the
feel
product
bad.
Product
Yeah,
dropped.
Yeah, it's it like we're okay. watching people
I
love like to
the
hate
ratings
him.
Were already dropping at the time.
They were.
The issue was is that at least, as much as people didn't like what they were doing with Roman, at least things made sense where they were going.
Yeah.
I think when you lost Roman, everything was so much chaos.
Oh,
that there was no the
well,
product had no
expected it.
Product had no direction.
Right.
So that even it hurt even worse. It's like okay, we went from a direction we didn't like to now everything's everywhere and the
WWE. Well, it just
make
like
sense.
Went back to the as talented as Brock Lesnar is, and I know part of this is like on purpose. Like we are supposed. To in a way hate Brock Lesnar, and this makes us hate Brock Lesnar when he only shows up about once a month.
Not having, I think Brock Lesnar being an occasional appearance was really good for a while, and I think if he wasn't running around with the title or in the title picture, it would still be okay.
Yeah,
I think what we found out is that you can have part-time wrestlers that are big attractions; those are good for ratings, they're good for buy rates, they're great, and you can have really dominant champions.
Right.
mixing the two was fruitful for a minute, and I think is really starting to backfire.
The other thing, the other thing you guys aren't taking into effect here is Braun Strowman got hurt.
He did.
When Braun Strowman was going to destroy something on Raw, you wanted to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
He grapple hooked something, tore that shit down. Yep. He flipped over the semi. Like, everything in that promo they're showing of him.
People, they can say what they want about Braun Strowman, but he brings eyes to the TVs. Like,
because get these hands, really got like, over it. Did.
I really feel like people didn't like Braun at first. I think people have really come around on him.
Like, I do
people,
too.
I think like, I the general too. Consensus on Braun now is a positive one.
It's almost like they needed to have the big old baby face heel, then he baby face, and then he needed to go heel for a while, and that was just because he was. It's like he was pissed about not.
Right. Yeah, they. I think that they did themselves a real disservice by making him like a friendly baby, like smiling baby face.
Right.
I really didn't like that.
But then they were.
Listen to the WrestleMania episode. I was pissed.
But he was still interesting enough. In the big picture here, my personal opinion, if you have these many injuries here, the thing that should overshine it would be tag teams here. I've been saying it for a long time. Raw doesn't have any good tag teams, which is why that people don't want to watch it. SmackDown is the land of the tag teams.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
they had.
I like AOP. Authors of Pain. I like.
I liked it
Pain.
Until they made them start fucking pissing their pants.
Yeah,
they made him a laughing stock. And then you had the B team already. Who was the laughing stock?
That's why. That's why I'm honestly the Drake Maverick pissing himself. That's a Vince McMahon thing.
That is the most
Vince McMahon thing. Mm-hmm. The sooner that's done, the better. I think they made AOP go from dominant to second rate super quickly.
Yeah.
It was a matter of like 3 months. They went from they're here. They're dominant. They won the tag team champions, and now they're laughing stock.
I think
they were like here,
cool.
And then they're gone. But
first
it doesn't matter.
Cool to have Drake Maverick as their manager.
I was on board. I was on board for a solid 2 weeks. You can go back in the Undisputed podcast and listen to it. I'm like, AOP's my guys, and then Drake Maverick pissed himself. I'm like, I'm over this.
I like Spud. I liked him, but that kind of made me go, really? Seriously?
But I
think what they need is they need some.
What was worse,
I can't remember
guys?
His name.
Drake Maverick pissing himself or Lashley Sisters this past year?
Toss up. I think Lashley Sisters is a little worse.
You think Lashley Sisters was worse?
Well, you know what? You know, I think like, Lashley Sisters was worse to watch. I think by and large, Drake Maverick pissing himself was the more damaging.
Yeah.
Lashley's still hot.
Yeah. No. Like, yeah.
AOP cooled right the fuck off.
Yeah. I don't.
I
care
think
about
so. I hated the Lashley Sisters segment where I think it was the worst segment.
Everybody hated that segment.
I think that segment. Is gone. I think that AOP really got kneecapped by
it. Did it did because they were supposed to be like
Gable and
Destroy and fucking
Gable and
Smash.
Why are they together?
I don't. They're entertaining.
I don't like
they're
it.
They're annoying and entertaining.
I don't like it at all.
I'm done with babyface Bobby Roode. I don't intend on saying anything good about babyface Bobby Roode.
Yep, they need to.
When he turns heel, I'll hop on the Bobby Roode train. Not until. I think Chad Gable should be taken as a serious athlete. I think they kind of play up his, like, oh, I'm just an annoying little guy a little too much.
Dude, they gave Gable the same exact storyline he had in NXT when he first came up.
Yeah.
Roode didn't like him. He won Roode over. They became a tag team. They won the tag team championship.
Same thing
that happened with Jason Jordan. Everybody's favorite. Wait for it. Nerd! Oh, I miss it so much.
They need to...
But it's the same exact thing, and like it worked down there, but it was a different guy. Like I don't like this.
The NXT audience also the different things gets over with them. Also worth noting, I think at this point, I'm not really ready to be happy with anything Chad Gable does until they start treating him as a singles mid-card talent that can possibly take an Intercontinental title.
I'm confused. Why are we pushing Gable and Roode when we have the Ascension there? If we're gonna do NXT things,
I think the Ascension ship is long sailing.
I think they're over the Ascension. I think the Ascension is like a step away from getting fired from WrestleMania. I really do.
I know they seem like the next go. I do think we.
I think the Ascension is better than they are.
I think
being
we're gonna get
pushed.
A revival title win pretty quick. I think the revival.
Oh please no!
I think the rest,
no.
revival. They're gonna be.
No, I don't. I don't want the Rugrats to win them. I don't want that. Okay.
They're good in the ring.
Whatever. That's like your opinion.
I know you hate your music. I know. I hate their music too. But overall, I think they're good in the ring.
Oh whatever.
Say yeah.
No, I will not.
No. He and I are walking around Target the other day, and we're just like obviously stopped by the toy aisle because
that's what we do. Nerds. Yeah.
Hey, we've got a revival tag team pack.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This schmarmy motherfucker.
I didn't know they made them actual size.
Yeah,
like. They're top little guys. They're top little guys is what I'm trying to say here.
They're hot-headed half
points. Oh, it's so funny. That's all good. We can agree to disagree on that. Not as bad as Dolph and Drew are. They had that cage match.
Hang on. Right. I'm going to say something I haven't said before. I still think they're pushing Drew. I think Drew has big upside. I'm about done with Dolph Ziggler.
Welcome.
I think Dolph Ziggler had some very good times. I think Dolph Ziggler's been a great talent. I think they've officially heated him up and cooled him off one too many times. He still has talent in the ring. I still think he's fine enough in the ring.
Yep.
The problem is that they get behind him just long enough for him to put someone over, and then they make him look like nothing.
Yep.
And I'm done. I can't take it seriously anymore. They've officially ruined any credibility Dolph Ziggler.
I'm not a fan, but they've kneecapped him more than anybody else.
I'll admit that the dude sells better.
They get me mad enough to put him in the main event, but they don't make me mad enough for him to win the title at all. He's seriously a threat.
We had a Drew McIntyre Dolph Ziggler cage match, and it just I think those
we
are,
knew
I think,
Drew was gonna win.
I think they're, yeah, yeah. The thing is, there I think, was no they, hope I think they're both I think night. They're both good talents. I don't take Dolph seriously. If Dolph Ziggler is in there with anyone hotter than him on the roster, Dolph Ziggler's doing the JLB. It's what he does. It's the problem with.
But the thing is, there's a place for that. You got to have somebody that jobs.
No,
which
you do.
Sucks.
The issue is Jinder Mahal right now. The issue is that you take a guy. You can't take Barry Horowitz and then present him as a legitimate threat. You can have someone job. You can have someone be their entire job is to put someone over. Mm-hmm. You can have that, but then you want us to believe Dolph's still legitimate, thinking it's not. No. And we've done the. I'm stepping out on my own. I'm tired of management. We've done that. You know, the first time we did it, Dolph's finally going to bust out of this thing. He's going to grab the brass ring, whatever. He's going to quit doing that. But we've done that storyline where he breaks away from him three different times.
Has Dolph fought Brock?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And that's a testament to how not a serious threat he is.
He's the guy you step on to get to Brock.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
on your way he's up to Brock, you fight stone. Dolph.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what Drew did, and now I'm supposed to believe Drew? Everybody I talk to says Drew McIntyre is the favorite in the Royal Rumble going in here. And I really hope that's not a thing because I don't want to see that. Drew versus Brock is just like, no. Ugh.
What I think we're actually going to get is Braun's going to beat Brock, Drew Braun. That's one potential outcome.
Yeah.
I've got two potential situations.
Okay.
Brock beats Drew. I'm sorry. I got that all fucked up. Braun beats Brock.
Okay.
Drew wins the Rumble. Braun Drew Mania.
Okay.
What are we gonna do?
The other one is Seth Rollins. Brock beats Braun. Seth wins the Rumble. Brock Seth.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too, say what you will about WWE and their predictable storylines. They have a really good way of making you not know which top guy is going over in the Rumble by kind of giving them all a decent little push.
Yep.
Yeah.
I really like what they're doing with Seth. I feel like it should keep going. I feel like it might just be a red herring so we don't suspect Drew will win. I think Drew's going over.
Yeah.
I think what happens is you get Braun champ, Braun Drew Mania. Drew gets his Mania moment, wins the title. And then we set Seth Drew up for a feud that I think they could get some.
If that happens, ratings will get exponentially worse.
You don't feel like people would tune in for Seth Drew?
I wouldn't. I don't want to see that.
Here's the problem with Drew McIntyre. When he came in as the chosen one, fantastic. I thought he was good in the ring. For his age, I don't know exactly how old he is, right? He's still pretty young.
I think he's probably mid-50s.
I enjoyed watching John Cena roast Drew McIntyre. That was fun.
Back in the day?
No, that was recently on Raw. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't have cable and I don't have Hulu, so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do everything on highlights. But, like, if he had done his initial Chosen One program and had never done the effing three-man band, if he had just been released, gone and traveled the world and owned his craft, and I'm sorry, the guy looks like a Greek god.
I'm not a fan.
He is an absolute monster. Because he was a kid when he first started. Now the dude is a man.
He definitely has had an interesting like look, metamorphosis. He was the long haired pretty boy,
very skinny.
And now
he was in good shape, but he was very skinny. But now he's lean.
And
I don't think he's roided up, but now he looks like a roided up monster.
He didn't have the beard or the body hair. He kind of was playing. He's wearing suits. I'm playing it all. I'm the pretty boy chosen boy thing. And now we've got
the Scottish psychopath.
You've got him being a dangerous man.
I love it. If they had never done the three-man, because a lot of people go back to that. And like that's not what I'm going back to.
Problem. I don't take Drew McIntyre seriously.
But that's the problem with underneath gimmicks like that, is that you can really kill good talent by making him look like an idiot.
Yep.
I don't think we would ever get Drew versus Brock at Mania, but I feel like if you want to push Drew to the moon, that would be the third option. If Vince is serious about wanting Drew to be the next big guy, the next top star, the next top heel, have Brock in a babyface position and have Drew be Brock.
The guy's a 6'5" chiseled out of granite monster that will jump over the top rope like the Undertaker did.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
No, I'm behind him.
Mediocre wrestler.
I think that would be. I don't see that as the least likely possibility.
I think more likely to do a triple threat at Mania.
Yes. Triple threat at Mania.
Yeah, just Brock, because it's Brock.
It could be Brock.
Brock, Braun, and somebody else.
Or it could be Braun.
I could almost see Fatal 4-Way.
No, like, I could literally see a WrestleMania 2000, like, type deal. You've got McMahon with each guy.
I mean, they're all on TV now.
That's what I'm saying.
You've got Triple H.
WrestleMania 2000.
Are we not actually kind of setting up for something like
that? That's kind of where I'm at with this. Like,
But I am. No, I think.
Vince's chosen one?
You get Drew, Seth, Braun and Brock, and that way you can have a situation where Brock doesn't have to eat a pin either. I don't know. My guess would be UFC may not want Brock looking bad in certain situations.
They're going to do everything they can to protect Brock.
And that way Brock doesn't... You can have...
Brock doesn't
my
eat
guess
pin,
would
yeah,
be,
he can
My
still.
Guess would be you get a situation... I forget what the Fatal 4-Way was before, where Braun and Brock like murdered each other. Do you remember like
it was
Braun... I think it was Fatal 4-Way. No, I think didn't Braun put... Brock threw like a table. Kane did
it. It was last year's Royal Rumble. It was Braun, Brock, and Kane.
Okay, that's right. But I could see that where like Brock, everyone has to kill Brock for him to not be involved in the decision. He doesn't get pinned. You get a new champion from there. That's another thing. We've got a lot of possibilities here for Mania, and I think a lot of them look pretty good.
Yeah,
I love going into a pay per view not really knowing what's gonna happen.
Do you think anybody from SmackDown could win? Do you think someone will challenge
AJ? AJ fighting the new Daniel Bryan at the
we got Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Okay, AJ's not gonna do it. Rusev has a title.
I would love to see
Rusev. I don't think Rusev's gonna do it. No, SmackDown's only the tag teams, dude.
I thought Miz had a shot until it started being a tag team.
All right, I'm gonna talk about it.
Do we want to do ratings for SmackDown?
Probably all right. Well, I think as the month progresses,
if
take a look at them and see how they've gone up since. Because I mentioned those are going to be worse. All we really have are the New Year's episodes, so those are going to be worse than...
Right. If a guy from SmackDown is going to win the Royal Rumble, I want it to be Kofi Kingston.
All right, you mentioned this.
What Shawn Michaels is to WrestleMania, Kofi Kingston is to the Royal Rumble. He is Mr. Royal Rumble. Nobody has more highlights than Kofi Kingston. He's been in the company enough. He can legitimately go in the ring. He's never sick. And I think that would be a nice little push for him. You can put the New Day behind him. With or without the New Day, Kofi can make this happen. Because he's done everything in the Royal Rumble
except win it.
What better storyline than that?
Vince is talking about being bored with the New Day again. He's talking about possibly splitting them up.
In my heart of hearts, I want it to be Kofi. That's what I want.
Two of them should stay together as a tag team, and one of them should be a singles. I think you don't have to break the team up completely. You can still keep pushing the name and the products.
I think what they need to do, he's got money written all over him. I mean, look at him.
No, Big E can go. Big E is
he
the
needs to
perfect
go monster heel.
I can see Big E as a commissioner or a GM. Big E is a great host.
He's got a lot of personality.
Did you watch the New Year's thing or
I would love for Big E to be your new GM. I would love for Kofi Kingston to fight for your WWE Championship, and Xavier Woods could fight for United States Championship.
So. Yeah. I believe that if anyone is going to turn on the team and turn heel, I think Big E is actually the least likely.
I don't necessarily think you need to break them up.
I don't think they need to break them up, but I think they will.
I think if they go singles, mm-hmm. like, they probably will break them up.
Yeah, I think the odds of them staying together, or even all of them remaining face. You could go, okay, we've done it all we can as a team. We're all going to break up amicably and be baby faces. I feel like that's not possible either.
It's funny.
Someone has to be a heel. My question is who do you think who would be the heel? And I think it could equally be Kofi or Xavier. I don't think it'd be Big E.
Yeah, but Big E, I can see him going, look at me. You know, being I think as a heel,
he's kind of boring. People like that he's kind of a big goofball.
I think that Big E would sell the feud as a face better than a heel.
Could be.
I really think he makes a good... Personally, I could
see it being Kofi, and I could see it being Xavier as well. I don't...
Vince is a big fan of having a heavyweight black guy that has, like, is kind of, like, funny. Like, you Booker T's, you know... They say funny things. They sell things with their words and their faces. Vince, it's not meant to be negative, but Vince is, you know, weird racial stereotypes going on in his head. I think Big E fits that baby face the way Vince would want. Now, the question is, I think Kofi would be more interesting as a heel initially because, hey, I've been with these guys forever. Now I want to, you know, how long have I been here? I'm one of the longest tenured guys to this day.
Yeah.
Because start doing that. I think Xavier probably has the biggest upside because I think he's the best on the mic.
I think Xavier would probably be the best to go heel.
Yesterday I watched Elimination Chamber. It was when The Rock was going against CM Punk. Mm. The Rock had the title.
Yeah.
It was Dolph Ziggler came out with AJ and Big E.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Money in the Bank holder against Kofi Kingston. And at the end of the match, after the match was over... After I think, yeah, Dolph had beaten Kofi.
Mm.
Big E destroyed Kofi.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like...
I'm not saying Big E can destroy. Big E can be your killer. Mm-hmm. In NXT, it was the Mr. Five count. Like, yeah. Five.
Three.
Five,
three and enough. Five, I need five.
Five. Yeah, that was great. It was a good angle. Like, he can do that.
I think
he
can... Five.
I think he can play that part. I don't think it's his best use.
I think if you do that, you're going to bury Kofi and Xavier. I think if you make Xavier turn heel, it'll bring the rest of them up. Yep. I truly believe that will be the best formula for that.
Maybe they need to go heel again.
Xavier can be all like, I'm Mr. Up, Up, Down, Down. I make you guys relevant. Like, I could totally see that.
That's the thing.
Happening.
You can have the Weasel heel. Xavier can do both.
I think Xavier's gonna be your like, yeah, like the Weasel. He's got like a PhD or something. Like he's well educated.
In all honesty, guys, if we're fantasy booking here, I would hire Jay Lethal and put him with Xavier and just send them on their way.
That'd be a dope tag,
because that would be a fucking amazing. I know.
I think Kofi heel would be like, I've been here forever and I deserve better than this. I think
Kofi can be the salty veteran.
Yeah, Xavier would be the cocky younger guy who's smarter than everybody and is, you know, over all this and probably play into like, hey, I'm done doing up, up, down, down videos. You know, you fuckers play video games too much. Like, I think he could get good heat with that. I think he's probably the best. I think Xavier's is probably the most. He's probably the best. Kofi's probably the most likely to happen because we've seen the salty veteran before. I think Big E would probably be the most boring just because I'm just a big bad guy who's going to step on people. We've seen that. I don't think that is nearly as interesting. Even though it would work.
It would, yeah, either one
works. I'm not doubting his ability to do it. I'm saying it's the one I would want the least.
All right, guys. All right, we're going to bookmark the Royal Rumble right now because we'll go back here and get our women's Royal Rumble predictions later. Mm-hmm. But we've had a lot of news recently on the interwebs about AEW. And that's got, like, who's got the Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks.
Oh, no, it's just Cody.
Excuse me. Yeah, Cody. I'm sorry.
He does not. Yes, he does not own the rights to call himself Cody Rhodes. Excuse me. He is simply Cody.
Cody, the Bucks, Chris Jericho, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He's the one. I can't remember his first name.
Kenny Omega as well.
Like Kenny Omega has not officially signed.
We don't know
signed.
That yet.
Meltzer says that he believes that, and he's a pretty good source. Who are you talking to? Yes.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Kenny Omega is the... Right now, is the Michael Jordan of wrestling.
He's the hottest indie guy. He's CM Punk in 2005.
He's the biggest non-WWE
talent. I've seen a few of his matches, and I'm like, incredible. In the past, up until the last few weeks, I felt like WWE would ruin him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that needs to... WWE will never give full creative control to any character, to any...
My argument to that the WWE couldn't use Kenny Omega right would be they used AJ Styles right.
That was my next
Kenny Omega's done in New Japan.
Yes.
Right. That is what makes me think he was IWGP champ.
Dropped the title. And it's announced he is leaving Japan. He said he didn't say he was going. He says I'm
New Japan is pissed because they found out in his interview that he was leaving. But what New Japan has always had a working deal with Ring of Honor. Now they're considering, if he goes to AEW, switching to working with AEW, because they don't want to lose Kenny Omega. But, and apparently from what I hear, WWE has offered, I didn't get an actual number, but has offered massive money to him.
Several million.
Yes.
And yeah, I heard they offered him top talent money.
Right. He's UB, I think, in the top five.
And he deserves it. And if he wants to... I don't ever think that anybody else should ever do the Brock Lesnar contract thing. Kenny Omega would need to be on TV, but I do think ultimately that he's going to sign with AEW because all of his buddies are there. And he may be one of these guys that doesn't need that WrestleMania moment to make his career.
He could be a Sting.
He could be a Sting. Well, but Sting ultimately did have his WWE
moment. That's like out of a nostalgia thing. Sting was a first class Hall of Famer without ever stepping foot
into
WWE.
Sting is Mr. Starcade, like, you know what I mean? He's a WCW guy through and through.
Sting had a mystique about him.
I love him. Huge fan. I dressed up as Sting for Halloween like four times. Like,
anybody that knew who Sting was when he came to, like, if you say Sting now, they knew who Sting was before he came to WWE.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was all gravy.
Yep. But it's just... And Kenny Omega, if it wasn't for the internet in the modern age, nobody would really know who Kenny Omega is. He was in WWE developmental. I believe he had issues with Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
And then...
Jim Cornette has some very, very humorous. Big opinions.
Yeah, we've gone over that a couple times on the show here.
Whatever his real name was. He was
Bill DeMott.
Bill DeMott, yeah. He didn't like Bill DeMott. So that's why he left... OVW? Or somewhere.
They basically told him, you know, we got nothing for you. You're not doing what we want you to do.
But then he goes to New Japan and just takes over the world.
Yeah.
And, I would love...
Does AEW have a pay-per-view coming up?
They do.
May 22nd?
Lay it on me, Showtime.
So what it is that we discussed All In before. The pay-per-view that the Bucks and Cody... kind of put together.
They financed it and they did everything
They basically are taking that idea and like, okay, we're going to run our company on this.
And that was an incredible show.
The second All In called Double or Nothing is going to be like the first official event of AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jericho's confirmed he's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sounds like we're probably going to get Hangman Page versus Pac, who is Neville. Neville is over like Rover in the Indies right now.
Awesome. Yes.
I don't think he's ever looked better too. That dude, you talk about chisel out of stone.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He's a little half pint. He's just made out of rocks.
He's a legit hot-headed half pint that looks ripped.
And word on the street is that they're not booking these guys as independent contractors either.
No, so there's a lot of announcements that came out of it. It sounds like Jim Ross is involved. We'll talk about Kenny Omega real quick. The reason we don't know where he's going is technically he's still under contract by New Japan.
Okay. He's under contract with New Japan until January 31st.
Yeah.
So at the end of this month, the
27th.
So we're not getting Kenny in the Rumble.
Unless WWE's like, here's $5 million.
I don't think it's worth it for 4 days. My guess would be if we're getting Kenny Omega, it would be a post-WrestleMania surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Because, I mean, he's going to need to move. Like, he's got... If WWE signed him on February 1st, he'd have so much stuff to do.
If we don't hear anything from New Japan on February 1st, you can take it to the bank that he's going to show also, up Monday after WrestleMania.
It's possible he's just staying in New Japan and working all of us. Like, this could be a work. This could be a work.
Could be,
yeah. This could be a work.
He's, yeah. Could be. He'd be like, and this Kenny,
that'd be fun. That'd be fun, too.
And Kenny Omega is known for fucking with people. I mean, Kenny Omega's a big Chris Jericho mark, and Chris Jericho's famous for...
Mm.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I'm not. Dude. He texting from the plane on the way to Orlando. Yeah, I'm not in Orlando. Like, yeah. Someone's like, I'm standing right next to you.
This,
like,
all confirms that Jericho's done with WWE.
Yeah, well, I mean, so Vince was apparently not happy about him going to New Japan, and he can't be happy about this.
No.
So, but what, I guess what I'm saying is that we won't know WWE or New Japan, or I'm sorry, WWE or all AEW for till at least February.
Yep.
We can't expect Kenny in the Royal Rumble. There's 0% chance of that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But you never know.
I never say never. Yeah.
Right. I don't know where he's going. I really
don't.
And
honestly, I'm okay I'm okay wherever he goes. If he goes to WWE, great. If he goes to AEW, like I said when I walked in the house today, AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to, we're going to have another Monday Night War. Maybe they're not going to have a it's going to be a, instead of WWE and WCW, it's going to be WWE versus AEW.
You're calling it now.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
Do they have a network they're on yet?
They apparently don't, but then I just read a thing as I was on my way here. Mm. Yes, I was on my phone and driving.
Oh shit, don't do that. Be safe.
I didn't read it, I just saw the headline. Jericho wouldn't have signed with AEW if they didn't have a TV deal.
Yeah, no,
but
that's
we haven't heard anything about TV deal.
So follow up. So from there, so yeah, as you said, one of the things that came out was is they're hiring these guys not independent contractors. So I know WWE's definition of independent contractor is fucked. Like they don't treat their employees very fair. Like
they don't have
it's
health
very,
insurance.
Very sketchy. WWE will cover like work related injuries. So if you get like injured in a match, they take care of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't. Your family doesn't get. If you have a family, you don't get anything through them.
Hmm.
So it's weird. We're like, yeah, I'm making however much money, but my wife still has to work because we need health insurance.
Right.
It's weird. Yeah.
But so they're saying that they want to hire these guys as employees, so they can get health insurance.
And the women are being paid as much as the men.
So
that's a weird thing. That's interesting. Yeah.
Brady, I mean, I have to say, they're doing the same stuff. I agree with it.
Well, no, it's
taking the same risks.
So what I read, because I actually read about it. When they said that there would be equal pay between men and women. I don't have an issue with that so much as it doesn't make a lot of sense because there's no equal pay amongst men or women.
There's
like
that.
So I think Brandy went on to explain that like basically instead of like a tier like system where like all right if you're a jobber male you'll be paid what jobber female and vice versa if you're our main event male we'd be paying the same as the main event female. My guess would be that they're planning some kind of tier system of like
right.
You draw this much it puts you in this tier, we're booking you like this it puts you in this tier, you work this many dates. It's probably a big old thing for it.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're not including any kind of merch in here because if you sell more merch than somebody else you should get paid.
Yeah, my guess would be for this company is they're not gonna make their own merch anyway. Yeah. My guess would be they'll be sponsored by Pro Wrestling Tees, which is like basically all independent wrestlers go through that.
Okay.
So they probably, my guess would be we're a long way out from AEW making their own. So you can get an AEW shirt right now. You can get AEW merchandise through Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yes.
Okay.
So and those guys get whatever the take is they negotiate with that.
I wonder if they're going to do the same thing that the Bucks and the Bullet Club did with, speaking of Bullet Club, I have a
nice t-shirt, shirt, by the way. Yeah, it looks good.
I wonder if they're going to do the Hot Topic thing.
They very
probably.
I feel like they could negotiate.
Nobody
that.
Would have ever heard of the Young Bucks or the Bullet Club if it wasn't for
Hot Topic. They're a pro wrestlers isn't at its peak popularity. I've been close in
the
America.
Bucks know how the Young
well,
Bucks
they,
know how to market.
They didn't have they're pro wrestlers. They didn't have a TV deal in America. They are foreign TV, and they're in a major U.S. retailer.
Yep.
That's a big deal. That's a big...
They know how to market themselves. That's
huge.
I am always going to be a WWE guy, but ultimately I'm a wrestling fan, and I will watch anything that puts out a good product.
That's interesting.
And what I think...
Because I wasn't always a WWE guy. I was a WCW guy to start.
Okay. I'm 39 years old, so
I'm 33. I'm a little bit younger than you are, but...
26.
You lived through the Monday Night Wars, just like I did.
I lived through the Monday Night Wars, and I loved it. Every Monday night... I worked at the hospital with Truth and a bunch of other guys.
Oh, the Truth, that's my boy.
My brother from another mother. And we would every Monday night, even if I didn't work or whatever, we would meet at a buddy's house, and there'd at least be four of us guys there, and we, six of us guys there, and sometimes we would have two TVs going, and one would be Raw, one would be Nitro.
Yeah.
I would have done that.
And sometimes we would be recording one and watching the other.
That's dope. That's dope.
And VC, I love it.
I would imagine.
I'm excited. If there's another war, I'm excited because all it is. With Triple H, Vince McMahon, God bless the guy. He's getting old. But maybe Triple H is the best thing that ever happened to WWE. I don't care what anybody else says.
Look at 14-year-old Chad is so mad right now.
Look at NXT. I also said earlier tonight before the podcast, NXT is the best.
It's the best. Heyo.
Leave Paige out.
That was a Freudian slip right there.
Anyway.
Drunk Mo is best Mo. Have we discussed this on the show before? Drunk Mo is best Mo.
Okay. NXT is putting out the best product right now. It's too bad that it's not on TV. If it was on network TV, oh my gosh. It would, because I had always been like, you know, whatever. I got better things to do, play video games or whatever, hang out with my kids on Wednesday night.
Well, that's actually respectable.
And I would always watch it like Thursday or Friday, but now it's like, I drop the kids off at 7, I run home, I do whatever I need to do, 8 o'clock, boom, I'm turning NXT on.
That's dope. Because
the product is
You're awesome. Excited about pro wrestling again, and that's hard to do.
Have you been watching NXT UK, by the way?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yes, and
Is it as good?
I love it. It's great. Pete Dunne, one of my favorite wrestlers.
Awesome.
One of my favorite wrestlers.
I feel like...
that's the Mo Bump, y'all.
I believe that NXT UK actually may have a better women's division than every other NXT.
Agreed.
You've got Rhea Ripley, who I think is money.
Yep. Tony Storm.
I'm sorry, but if you have a British accent and you're a lady and you're a wrestler, I'm a big
Deonna Purrazzo fan. I think
I love Paige. She was the breast.
Yes. I think Deonna Purrazzo is going to be the best women's wrestler in 5 years from now.
She's going to be the breast.
This wasn't on our list of topics. Ronda Rousey.
Send your hate mail that good.
I love watching Ronda Rousey matches. She is. As advertised, she's doing very well. I think
that's debatable. It's hard because
in all reality,
it's hard.
In all reality, we all know if we go based on real life, and I've always thought this about the Big Show. Big Show would kill anybody on the roster. The dude is 7 foot whatever, 400, 500 whatever pounds. You know that if you really get hit by a legitimate punch by the Big Show, you're dead. Well, Ronda Rousey could legitimately kill any woman on the women's roster right now. Even Nia Jax, who breaks faces with her fist.
As marketed.
But
I don't have to tell you this today. I have some thoughts on Nia Jax. We'll probably discuss. We'll go over it when we do like.
Here's the thing about Nia Jax. If she never showed up on TV again, I would be okay. Because I don't really think that she loves the business. I think that she. Is only, and I don't.
I think you're missing out on somebody who has a ton of heat right now. If you fire my
no, that's
Jax.
That's part of my point is that I didn't expect
her to get her ass kicked.
You don't have.
I love that your favorite wrestler Sasha Banks Monday Night Raw.
Oh, he pointed right at him. Called him right out.
Yeah, I don't like it. You're pointing at my soul. You cannot make me like Sasha Banks. You're talking about Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey's a killer, and they're pushing her like a killer. And I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
I didn't care for her wrestling Tamina Snuka this past Raw.
I mean, I don't care for Tamina Snuka wrestling.
She's only there.
I'm like Nia serves a purpose there. I understand why she's there.
I still think
the most over woman in pro wrestling is Becky Lynch right now.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Starting.
Becky Lynch may be the most over talent.
She's starting to cool off a little bit.
I'm ready to say Becky Lynch is the most over performer. I once wondered
when
people talked about how they wanted women to main event WrestleMania this year. I said, "There's no way. There's no woman over enough. Not even Ronda's that."
We got a shot this year.
Becky Lynch. If you tell me right now, we get Becky versus Ronda or Becky versus Nia, two hot feuds. Main event WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. You know what?
I could totally see Becky. Becky Ronda sells pay per views. I personally, if you're going to do it, I'd still keep Ronda separate from Becky. Sure. You book the Becky-Charlotte-Asuka triple threat match. That
I feel like doesn't
that
have enough personal...
That was a great match. I think we need personal match of the last pay-per-view, TLC. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But who showed up in that match?
Ronda showed up, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we may get the hangover
but
at the
Rumble
here.
But I don't understand why then they had, at the Royal Rumble, it's going to be Becky Lynch versus Asuka. I understand, but at the same point, it's like, I thought they were kind of building
towards... Because
Charlotte
needs to win the Rumble, dude.
Actually,
yeah, but I thought they were building towards Becky versus Ronda at WrestleMania because...
There's a way to do this. If Becky loses the Royal Rumble...
What I'm thinking is Becky may lose the title match.
But she
Becky just beating the shit out of somebody and taking their spot in the Rumble.
Yeah, yeah, that's happened before.
I think
if you win the Rumble, you get to choose which champion.
Yeah, and then
she's the man. She's the man. She's all attitude.
I lost my match earlier in the night. Oh, you're... What spot are you? Oh, not anymore.
And in all honesty, Monday Night Raw needs a hot female talent.
It's happened. I think
Alexa Bliss is done. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Alexa's not coming back.
She must have.
She's hurt her bad.
Yeah.
I think they're talking. They're debating whether she's clear or not. She's coming back to be in the Rumble.
She deserves a spot on the roster.
No, I agree.
They've been doing the talk show thing with her. I'd like to see her be GM of Raw. I think that'd be fun.
I think she'd be perfect.
My thought would be that whoever Becky takes out to be in the Rumble, take their spot, would be a top named women's talent on SmackDown. I'm thinking
Carmella.
Carmella could be a good choice.
She's on number 30.
Well, hang on. That makes sense. Or you could do, if you don't want Charlotte to eat a loss in the Rumble, Becky jumps Charlotte on the way to the ring.
Yep. Interesting.
Becky wins the Royal Rumble. Before she even announces who she's going to challenge, we have whatever the pay-per-view as after the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Becky has to defend the validity of her winning the Rumble.
It's usually Elimination Chamber, isn't it?
Usually, I think so. My guess would be you may get some kind of match at Elimination Chamber where Becky has to face Charlotte, whoever she jumped to get in the Rumble. Because they go, well, I didn't get my spot in the Royal Rumble. Your win isn't legitimate. So Becky has to put her number one contendership on the line. Becky puts the number one contendership on the line, or like a Royal Rumble match, and then decides who she wants to face, and she'll say she wants to face Ronda.
I'd be okay with that.
That's how I see it playing out.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that we've gone from sitting here saying that,
You've changed your tune. You said never, never will there be. Yeah, go ahead, take it.
Yeah, no, I feel like women. Yeah, I said there should. I don't know that anybody would be realistic to have a women main event pay-per-views. No, I'm sitting here saying I think unless something huge happens, Becky is the most equipped to main event WrestleMania because there is no one as over as she is. She's selling out. She's selling out arenas. She's literally, they have like autograph signings for her that don't sell out. Hers are signed out in minutes. They like her WrestleMania Access thing sold in, I think, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They sold out of.
She's Stone Cold Steve Austin, dude.
She is. I really think that we're at a point in pro wrestling, not just WWE pro wrestling, where they've made a believer out of me in the past few years. I think women's wrestling be as on par with men's wrestling. I am ready for Becky Lynch to main event WrestleMania, and that is progression because I've said
that's a testament to how good
that there is.
Is
no nothing.
I would have no problem with a main event. Well, even if it's the last match, it's got to be the right match though.
I think if Becky Lynch versus Ronda or Becky versus Nia, those are both feuds that have they're not just.
Oh, there
Becky,
has to be a Becky.
Becky's
match.
Oh, Becky's over. And there's it's more than just I want to beat you. It's I'm mad at you. It's, there's heat behind it.
Yep.
So I'm here to say that I think that women's wrestling is ready to be on par with men's wrestling. And to go back to AEW, I really hope AEW. I think they're going to put a lot of stock in women's wrestling too.
I do too.
Is Emma part of that?
No, she hasn't signed. Yet. She's part of Ring of Honor.
I really hope so.
But they
signed Adam Cole's girlfriend.
I don't know who Adam
wife
Cole's,
or whatever.
I don't know who Adam Cole's wife is.
Britt something. Hold on.
Oh, Britt Baker?
Yes, I think that's it.
Sure.
She was in the triple threat or
what scares me about AEW, be it men's or wrestling, men's or women's wrestling, is I'm afraid that they're gonna go haha with it. We're gonna get your like comedy wrestling. We're gonna get your joke. I'm afraid Joey Ryan's gonna show up in AEW.
I'm afraid we're going to have Joy Ryan dick flipping people on AEW. It's going to ha-ha up the product. I don't want it.
I want a good product.
We need something.
I like comedy and wrestling.
We need something more serious
than
WWE has to offer as a competitor. If AEW wants to be that, Joy Ryan needs to keep his dick flip and his penis druids, the head all in, and to keep that out of there. You know what else they need to fucking keep out of there? And this pains me, because I think she's probably one of the best looking indie female wrestlers. I'm a big fan of Priscilla Kelly. Like, she's like Paige, sort of.
Yeah, what's your problem? Who hurt you, Chad?
My least favorite wrestling spot of 2019 has already been decided.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The tampon spot.
It's the tuna spot.
I have refused to watch this video.
I watched it.
I'm going to sit here.
All right, Trebuchet, you like comedy and wrestling. What did you think about this?
Let's
check it out.
At first I was thinking of the schmarmiest thing to say about it. But gotcha. I'll let you guys know what happened first.
All right.
All right. There's a woman who's wrestling under the name Tuna. Is that...
I don't know who her name is.
I don't know.
That is her ring name. I don't know who she is.
Are you...
Yeah.
Before we go any further, the thing you need to know about this promotion...
Yeah.
No ring.
Yeah.
It's all spots. It's a bar fight, like, wrestling. Indie wrestling can be real fucking bad.
Yeah.
And they're literally going, we don't even need a ring. It's just going to be backstage assault for the N64. Like...
Yeah.
Trebuchet joke.
I enjoyed it.
Let's check it out for a couple minutes.
But yeah, you can go ahead and find this thing on Twitter. It's a woman wrestling under the name Tuna is... Her opponent says... Tuna, you want some tuna? And proceeds to take a tampon out of her...
Yep, let's check it out.
out of her area there.
Did someone say Dolph Ziggler?
I think somebody did. And then shoves it in her mouth. And I was mad that I didn't have the schmarmiest thing to say about it. That went to Sugar Shane Helms, who said... Drunk Mo is out.
Yeah, just...
I wonder if it was a first blood match. And then he had to drop the mic after that, because that was the schmarmiest thing you could say after that.
Yeah, Shane Helms with the schmarmiest thing.
Yeah.
But, I'm mad about it, though. I don't think it's funny.
I'm not happy to report on these things. This is what I do.
So, hosting
a wrestling podcast, anything in pro wrestling, I will report on.
Comedy wrestling. Do you like the dick flip?
I didn't mind the dick flip.
What do you think about this?
You
know she's gonna do it again.
Yeah, well, if she does it again, then
I think she's gonna do it again.
Yeah, we'll see.
She's gotten so much coverage out of it. If you don't see anything wrong with doing it one time, and you get all the publicity she got, you're gonna do it a second time.
That's fair.
But do you like it? How do you feel?
I don't hate it. I definitely don't hate it as much as you do, Chad.
Fucking heathen.
I know. I'm the worst. Send your hate mail to Echo.
You know what, Trebuchet? You're being a humanoid right now.
Are you guys done talking about
bloody tampons?
No, we're not.
We want to know if she should do it again or not.
The internet's talking. Mo, she's going to do it again. I hate the spot, but here's the thing. She's defended it. She says she doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. And she's gotten all this press out of it. She's going to do it again. She's going to see herself as a female Joey Ryan. I'm already mad that this happened. I think it's... First of all, this promotion shouldn't exist. If there's not a ring,
that's the thing. You can be mad at the promotion for existing. You can't get mad at the wrestler for getting heat.
The fuck I can't!
Guys, whatever.
You're gonna get a ha-ha up the business like that. Second...
Calm down, Cornette.
Like, you know what? First of all, that's not an insult. You can call me Jim Cornette as much
I think
as you
I
want.
See that tennis racket over there. Chill out. You need a Timbit? I want a cheeseburger,
double cheese, double onions, double mayo, motherfucker. But no. So from here, people are criticizing her the way wrestling fans do. But she, you know what she says? You know what her response is?
Yeah, what's that?
It's all fake anyway. She tweets that. Nah, fuck you, Priscilla Kelly.
Chad's mad.
You can't...
Hashtag Chad's mad.
Chad is mad.
You should definitely retweet this and be Chad's mad.
Hashtag Chad is mad.
I think that's the name of the podcast here.
All right, that can be the name of the episode. But no, this is... So not only gonna ha-ha up the business. I get people know it's a work. But for just the one of the performers just so flippantly, for the $200 fucking paycheck she got for it, to just throw every professional wrestler under the bus. It's fake anyway.
It was more than the $200 paycheck. She probably sold all of her merch that night and since then.
You know, I'm sorry. $235.
There you go.
I did not mean to besmirch your merch sales.
That's right.
Here's the thing.
She should come out with her own line of tampons if she's smart. I'm just saying. Hey, send your hate mail to @goad.
Tuna tampons.
It's got a nice ring to it. What, are you checking out now too, Chad?
It's not.
You know, this is why I don't mind the ha-has in wrestling, because I have a schmarmy thing to say about it no matter what.
There is a place for some comedy.
You can be schmarmy about wrestling. Like, you can have funny moments. You can have clever things. Bobby the Brain Heenan never exposed the business, and he was hilarious.
I loved Bobby.
Why?
I missed Bobby.
Mean Gene Okerlund. Hilarious. By the way, rest in peace, by the way.
Yes. Three claps for Mean Gene right now, you guys.
Talk about it later.
Yes.
But Mean Gene Okerlund, hilarious. Didn't expose the business. Why do we have to do this? I don't understand how this... She's going to go. It's going to be the same argument Joy Ryan had. My merch sales have never been better. I've never been booked more. And that'll be fair. This move will help her career. I truly believe that.
Hold on. It gets her exposure.
No,
the reason...
But it's bad for... It's bad for... It's hold good on. For them specifically. Bad hold for on. The trend.
This hold is like on. Triple hold H on. Banging hold on. The...
The reason corpse. People do this and the reason they get a buzz is because sometimes wrestling gets stale. Yep. And you feel like you've seen everything. You've never seen this before. We're talking about it. Like it or not, it gets people talking about pro wrestling. That's why I like
it's
it.
As far as pro wrestling's image is concerned, I do not believe all pro
wrestling. From an image perspective, I'm willing to hear that argument.
I think that you're going to get 50 people in a bar to watch that spot because they think it's funny. Is that spot gonna work in WWE?
No.
I think people that see that spot, I think the people that like it are in the minority, and they're gonna go to those events and laugh at it. They're gonna pop for a dick flip. They're gonna pop for a tampon in the mouth.
Priscilla, I
love this episode so much.
Priscilla
right
Kelly.
Less is more.
Priscilla Kelly, Joey Ryan. They're going to see an uptick because they're not that good in the first place.
Ooh,
they had something. They got famous for something because they couldn't get famous for being good at it. So, yes, you know what? Their argument that my sales have never been better because of this is correct. That said, you're trending wrestling down. You're hurting everyone else so you can make it in a business you don't fucking belong in.
So... They're trying to make themselves relevant. If they're not good enough to do it in the ring, they're trying to make themselves relevant.
In a ha-ha way for viral exposure to get themselves over. And I understand from a personal perspective why you might do that.
Yeah.
You are hurting the business for it.
You're so
but
fired
here's
up,
the
Jim.
Thing. Vince loves gross, perverted
Vince
stuff.
Would never. Vince he would not do that. Vince would never.
I don't think
never
that
say
he
never.
Is,
never say does, never.
I think he might. Might. I stress that might draw the line somewhere.
I believe
here's Triple H might be like, Vince.
First of all, yeah, I believe maybe in the 90s, if Vince saw this, if society... I mean, first of all, we don't look at periods quite as gross as we used to. It's becoming...
Whatever it is, what it is.
Yeah.
It's a very natural part of life.
In 2019, that's becoming a much more popular opinion than it was in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
That's my only point there. I feel like today, Vince wouldn't do it where a PG company...
No, the current company in the status.
No, and I think that, especially with Vince, I don't think Triple H would ever do
no.
that. My thing is that Priscilla Kelly was in the Mae Young Claxton here. I don't see her being back. I feel like...
You think she hurt any kind of...
You'll pull that. It's on the internet. It will never go away.
Yep.
But Paige did porn. She came back.
Paige was already in WWE. If she'd have been taking loads to wrestling championship belts before she got signed, she would have come in.
I also feel like that's not fair.
Paige shot porn for some people she was with
that
got leaked.
That's fair.
That even if China. China shot professional porn. She didn't mock the business. That has nothing to do with wrestling.
She had a like gangbang video with a bunch of different wrestlers.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
All right, Chad.
I didn't...
Come down off that pedestal a little bit here, buddy. Come down a couple rungs.
I didn't watch China get fucked by a bunch of luchadors. I didn't see
it. Like I'm supposed to believe that.
No, it was a guy...
I understand your skepticism.
A guy pretending to be Hunter, a guy pretending to be Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay, yeah. My point would be that shooting professional porn by default is not mocking the
porn
business.
Parodies things as it is. I'm okay with it, but I'm okay with a lot of things. You know what I mean?
My point.
Nobody you're okay died.
With a lot more things than I am.
Nobody point, died. That's my point. My point nobody right. died.
What Priscilla Kelly did was
not making the porn.
No. Making a mockery of the business. But while being also, in the I can't say she was in a ring because there was no ring, but she was at a wrestling event.
She was banging people in a ring. China was.
That's not my.
I understand.
We're really splitting hairs here. I'm not trying to defend China specifically.
You're arguing with the captain right now.
Yeah, no, it's
you're
fair.
You're getting unfiltered Mo tonight.
My point is that no,
I also hear that Tony Storm some videos leaked.
I feel really bad.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Like in China's case, she made the porn.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That got distributed. That's fine. In Paige's case, and in Tony Storm is her name.
There's been many other. I mean, lots of women.
That's
have had
so wrong. There's so many fucking levels. Somebody hacked her account and then they put it out.
Here's
there.
The thing. Like, how this was a couple years when Paige's leaked. Paige's like what? 23, 24.
Yeah.
Tony Storm's 22.
Yeah.
These are young girls that have Yeah. All of us are. I'm 20. We're all older than them by more than a few years.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have stressful lives, and we're not wrestlers. We're not on the road 24/7, and we're not 22-year-old women.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need that. Like,
no.
It's
sad that somebody had to...
Tony Storm took all of her social media down. I can't say I blame her. And that's...
I don't blame her.
But here's the thing. You're hurting the business... Like, being by that creep, you're hurting her. You're hurting the industry because now she's not on Twitter to do her thing.
Yep.
It's...
She'll be okay.
I'm sure she will be.
I'm sure.
Paige was okay.
I was more worried about Paige.
Yep.
She was had a billion other
that
things going on.
I thought she was like on the downward spiral, gonna like kill herself. But you know what?
It's
she
just
came
fucking.
Out of it fine
it's and, fucking dirty pool, man. Like,
I would
come
like,
on, like,
yeah.
like a lot of these women put out photo shoots, and it should be enough. Y'all should not be hacking their personal accounts.
Well, here's
all.
The thing,
like,
and I'm only gonna speak for me on this because I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth here on the podcast. No. But there's a prevailing opinion that's shitty that people go, well, she took the pictures and she didn't want them leaked. She didn't want someone to hack into her account illegally post them online.
Yeah.
Break all these laws and shouldn't take them. That's bullshit. These girls are on, and dudes, just having a Seth Rollins was bullshit then too for anybody that.
Seriously. Like,
they take pictures of themselves because they're away from whoever they love. They're away from all the time. Here's a picture of me. Yeah. To get you through.
This is a straight up invasion of privacy.
Well, and these are things everybody does. And the argument that, like, well, it's their fault for taking the pictures. No, it's bullshit. Don't hack people's accounts illegally. Don't
Please
post
don't.
This shit online. And if that's your opinion, that it's their fault for having their privacy invaded,
no, it's
that's fucked
you're a
up.
Piece of garbage for...
Worth noting that
account.
The internet's starting to come back. Like, because it's anybody that's opinion. It's like, it's the wrestler's fault. That's shitty. But guys were saying that stuff online from, like, accounts that took all the wrestling in. A couple independent promotions were finding these guys who were like, oh, it's Tony Storm's fault for doing it or sharing the pictures. They're canceling their independent tickets.
Nice.
They had been like, ticket hold, they like had a deal where like, oh, I'll get tickets to every independent event here. They were canceling their orders. Like, we don't want you at our events.
Yeah, no, you're a fucking pig. And that's justice is served. You know, good for them to not put up with that crap.
Yep.
But, geez, man. All right, well, let's just get into something a little more serious here. You guys, Mean Gene. Passed away recently.
Oh, man.
I miss him. I miss
You're
him already.
Younger than Joe and I.
Mm.
He was a huge part of my childhood.
I lived
like,
for Mean.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I loved
Gene.
It
wasn't Hogan.
Saturday Night Main
it was
event.
Flair.
Was,
I lived for Flair.
My dad wasn't into wrestling, but he knew it was fun, and he would, whenever it was on, it was like, appointment watching. Like, we knew
I love
whenever
Mean Gene.
It was coming. I loved it.
His voice
it
captivated you.
And even,
it
even
drew
the last couple years when he would... I would...
He could have did the Oscars.
I could do... Yeah.
He could have did anything.
I would do everything I could to be like, okay, Mean Gene's gonna be on Raw. The 25th anniversary of Raw.
Yeah.
like, was he even on it? Now I'm trying to think.
He was on one of those reunion shows. Been,
yeah,
been, yeah. If they ever had a classic, a show with legends, Mean Gene always came
around. But, yeah. I mean, he was the voice, I mean, whatever, a huge part of my childhood. So it's sad. Like, well, same thing with the Weasel.
Yeah, I, but no,
Heenan was classic.
Heenan,
too.
Yeah,
I was too young to experience those things from the first hand. But I've gone back and I've watched tons of classic wrestling over the years. I mean, I started watching wrestling at age 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think I immediately started going back and watching old stuff on DVDs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely was a big part of it. Yeah. There's something charming about him.
Oh,
he was just a little dude. The only but here's the thing. Those little guys, those announcers, they wouldn't get tight with the wrestlers if they couldn't hang. That dude was a quick wit. I wanted to drink with that guy.
No, oh, I know.
Because he
I wanted to
on
sing karaoke with him.
Oh my
god, that's what I wanted.
But it's
to
just
do.
Like, but that's the thing. Like,
but like
that brings a human side to it all. Like,
well,
okay,
that's the
this
thing.
Is reality here.
Me,
these
Gene Okerlund, Bobby the Brain Heenan, they don't look like wrestlers.
No,
they look like you and me.
But
they're regular
did
guys.
Did you hear that? Bobby the Brain Heenan was actually an incredible wrestler, but he chose to be a manager. People have said that he was actually really good in the ring. But
Bobby Heenan was amazing, but they look like you and me, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't look, they used their mind, and they used their actions.
Yep.
They understood ring psychology better than anybody else. Like, Mean Gene was able to interview pro wrestlers and celebrities all the same, and it didn't miss a tick.
One of the things I loved about Mean Gene, and I'm a big fan of this, if you go back and listen, whenever I can tell someone in the ring is just having a good time, someone is just happy, is just pleased as punch to be in the business, and you can just read something, Mean Gene was that guy.
Gene's that guy,
You could tell he was having fun.
Miz is one of those guys.
I think that's why he's a major heel.
I love the Miz.
That's why I find the Miz endearing. I came around on him was, you could tell the Miz is just you. Every once in a while, they'll be doing something big, and you can catch that little glint in their eye. Where like, I'm just happy for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
That's why I liked Wade Barrett a lot when he was doing that Daniels Barrett thing. Every minute of being a big old troll, I've got some bad news for you.
I
love it
that he signs with AEW. To be honest,
I can see that happening.
I want AEW to be successful. I want AEW to push WWE to the brink.
I really do. I think it would be good.
I really do. It's good for the fans.
It's good for the WWE. We were talking about it off air. Like, when Impact went to Monday nights, head-to-head with Raw.
They were never going to win.
WWE took it seriously.
They go, oh, are you going to nut up and come to Mondays? All right.
Bret Hart's talking to Shawn Michaels tonight. And you're like, I'm not missing that.
Bret Hart, first time on Raw in, what was it, 15 years?
Well,
the other day on Facebook, it popped up 20 years ago, just this last week or so, it was when Tony Schiavone spoiled...
It was the Mick Foley winning the championship.
Winning the title.
And
I'm like, yep, that's exactly what I did. Oh, hey, guys, we got to switch it over to
Mick
Raw.
Mick Foley is amazing. I love
that was
that,
their
man.
Pre-recording Raw.
But I think, for one, when TNA was on Thursdays, when they were coming up, hour-long shows on Spike, I think WWE knew who they were, but I think they felt very secure, and they really didn't do a whole lot with it. But it was when they went to 2 hours and Hulk Hogan came.
Yeah.
It wasn't even so
Bischoff
much going
was there too.
It wasn't even so much going on Monday nights. It was that as soon as they started getting non-indie talent, you started seeing Kevin Nash show up. You started seeing Scott Hall showing up and then not showing back.
Kevin Nash and his
quads. I see what you did there.
Kevin Nash and his quads.
But that was, I think, when they started taking it seriously. And AEW is coming out of the gates. WWE has been interested in the Bucks. I think they've offered to bring Cody back for, like, the Starcade shows. Mm-hmm. That first one they had, Cody's like, shouldn't be doing this without my dad. And they're like, you know what, you're kind of right. Cody, would you like, we'll give you a one-off at the show to come wrestle for us if whoever you're working for is fine, which I think is probably a loaded thing because they never would have been.
Also, I posted on a thread the other day. Did you see that Billy Gunn is their first producer?
Yep, first producer is Billy Gunn.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I feel like he's done it before. Not a big fan of his, like, as a person or a worker, but I feel like he probably will do fine at the job. He's got some experience in it.
I loved Billy Gunn when he knew he got
You're an ass man.
But, no, they've got Jericho. They've got the Bucks who they made offered on. They've got Cody who they made offers on. If Kenny Omega goes, I think Vince will immediately already see this as like a major thing. Even if they're not competing head to head immediately, doesn't mean they're not competing.
Yeah, they're making some noise there already. Like I said in
previous podcast, the future of the WWE is in good hands with Triple H. Look what he's done with NXT.
I believe that Triple H past the year 2013-14 has been a blessing to the industry. Yep. I have a hard time believing Triple H prior to that was anything but
a fucking cancer. He wanted his spot, and he wanted to keep his spot.
I'm mad that he had to bury everybody in the
It was not enough for Triple H to win. It was Triple H had to bury people, and I think it was more to I think he had a lot of politics to involve.
Yeah.
My thought is that Triple H today is balancing the ledger from Triple H of the past. And
Triple H is good for the business.
I'm pretty neutral positive on him. I definitely don't dislike him. I'm not ready to make him one of my favorites, either as a wrestler or as like a promoter.
Always be one.
But for me, had he not done the NXT thing, he would still be very much like a negative in my book.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of redeeming himself for me.
It's getting to the point now, like whenever he has a match, whatever, I mean, it's... He can still at 40...
I think
his age.
I want to know if he listens to this podcast at 48... 48, pushing 49, whatever. Late 40s.
I don't feel like Triple H listens to our podcast.
I feel like you're giving us too much credit.
I feel like Triple H does not listen to our podcast.
I wanted to.
You tweeted at him.
Paul Levesque, he's gonna or whatever you want
to say.
I love you, Paul.
He's going to look at me and think I said it.
This is Mojo.
Paul, Mojo's going to be the guy with the dreadlocks. You know what a trebuchet is.
I love your character development from the Blue Blood... Whatever, trying to be English, French, whatever you wanted to be.
He was from Greenwich.
To the monster rock head guy. I love it. But I just think that the guy's got a mind for the business, and he's gonna, I like seeing Vince on TV once in a while. I do, I really do. But Triple H is so good for the business right now. NXT is the... If AEW can have an NXT feel, I'll be happy.
I think it will.
NXT right now is putting out the best actual wrestling matches on TV right now. You got Adam Cole, who is killing it. With the new era, or the Undisputed Era, is the modern day DX. You got Ricochet, who's incredible in the ring. Aleister Black, I can't say enough good about things about that guy. I love Johnny Gargano.
I can't wait for all these guys to come into the main roster and just do nothing.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about.
Don't boo guys, me. You should be booing
are
yourselves.
There,
I'm
are there
right.
Guys that are never actually going to go to the quote unquote main roster. Because I think NXT is quote unquote just another brand.
It's not another brand.
You're not getting paid like you are on SmackDown, dude.
Which is sad because a lot of those guys, most of those guys on NXT, Velveteen Dream, love him. In the ring, he is awesome. On the mic, he is awesome.
I have a difference of opinion.
My guess will be that we're going to have the same problem of NXT guys coming off the main roster and doing nothing until Vince is done.
As soon as Triple H takes over,
I think everything's just going to...
I don't think it'll be immediate, and I don't think that... Still, I don't think everything gets over NXT will get over on the main roster, but I think there will be... It will be better.
It's different to do things in front of a house show, and it's different to do things in front of an arena full of people.
I think there is definitely...
It's like playing a rock and roll show. If you're playing an acoustic set, it kicks ass if it's intimate and it's one-on-one.
Yep.
But if you're playing an acoustic set in full arena, it's not the same experience.
I think it's going to be a gimmick thing and not a worker thing. I think there are guys...
It's not a worker thing.
There are wrestlers in NXT that get over, they come to the main roster, and Vince doesn't see in them what Triple H does, and they don't get over. Yep. A la Tyler Breeze. There are gimmicks no matter NXT, no matter who's running NXT and who's running WWE. There are gimmicks in NXT that will get over because it's smaller, more independent wrestling feel. They will not get over on WWE, not due to the worker, but because of the gimmick.
Right.
I think you're seeing a No Way Jose, Adam Rose, those kind of like the conga line
gimmicks. Doesn't work on the main roster.
NXT, it's fine. It's a small arena. Everybody wants to dance around. It's fine.
You're one of the top guys on NXT. Main roster,
it does not translate.
You're
to
carnival.
Arena.
It's the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson. They're an incredible tag team, but they totally crapped on them in SmackDown and Raw. Like,
I think they're a team that Vince just doesn't get it. I don't think
Vince doesn't get the
claw. They don't get the Good Brothers. He just doesn't see it. But here's the thing: we can throw out Vince is out of touch, and he is. But also, if Triple H sees something, but that doesn't necessarily mean.
But I do think that
anyone else would see it either. Like, it's hard to go from one main booker to another. Even you can have a vision for someone, no matter how good they are.
Yep.
And if the next person doesn't have that same vision, they probably won't live up to that.
Right. Well, the thing is, like, Vince, you know, I have a ton of respect for Vince because Vince was huge in changing the wrestling industry.
Mm.
I'm not. He's old fashioned to an extent. Mm. Triple H wants to have a good mix of the past and the present.
Mm.
And
the wrestling,
Vince knows what he's doing. Vince isn't stupid.
The wrestling industry is due in for a shakeup in the next 5 years. Yes. I think in the next 5 years, Vince McMahon steps down or dies.
I'm hoping steps down.
I don't mean that with any ill will. He's just old.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And my guess would be, the only reason I say dies too is I don't. There is a decent chance that man will not retire until he draws his last breath.
I felt that way about Ric Flair. I thought Ric Flair was going to die in that ring. I really did. He still might.
Stay tuned. I love seeing him, Ric Flair, in the ring occasionally. But there's sometimes I'm like, hey, Rick, stop talking.
Like, no, there was a time he was taking bumps when I'm like, oh, he's way too old to be taking bumps.
Yeah. No, I used to hate in TNA when he just, like, bleed all over the place.
Hated it.
He's all red-faced, having looking like he can have a heart attack. He's just
I literally thought I was going to watch him die. I'm like, this is it. This is where he goes.
Like, that's the thing. Like, we grew up
They killed
with these
Ric
guys.
Flair. Total nonstop action.
These guys are, our Marvel superheroes. Like, they are in our minds, superheroes. Like, it's
a little different. I'm aware they have a shelf life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which makes
like,
the Hall of Fame
sad. Like, it's
special.
Sad to see.
All right, one time
loved,
it did.
I always loved when that riff hit, when Triple H came on, and now it's very rare when it comes on.
Mm.
And I, you know, the time to play the game. I loved it. I don't care if the match was crap. I just wanted to see the entrance. Then I want to spit the water.
Cool entrance. I'm there for
it.
Yeah.
I loved Evolution. I love, I'm a DX guy.
It's a mystery.
All the way. But, I loved DX.
Well, you said that you hope that AEW has a more like NXT kind of feel.
I do.
My guess will be that that's exactly what they're going to go for.
They're going to have pyro.
I saw Cody looking at it. They have lots of pyro. My guess will be that they're going to go for a more independent kind of NXT feel they're going to try to have a little bit bigger of stages, but they're arenas.
Yep.
But I think they're going to try to keep it a more independent kind of feel, a lot like All In was. I think they're going to try to have a NXT like product and not be WWE.
Yep.
And I think that. That's another point is they don't have a TV deal yet, it's hard to know.
Were they bleeding it all in? I think so. They
had the penis druids there, so it would definitely be TV 14
at least.
But that was on pay-per-view too, so it didn't necessarily have to have a rating.
Fair.
I
want to see if
Cody got asked about it. Cody and Brandy were doing questions. They go, do you have a TV deal? Like, Brandy goes, no, not yet. You know, we don't really have anything. And Cody's winking at the camera the whole time.
Yep.
Just like, it was really like, we don't have anything that we can tell you about. I mean, here's the thing. The cons, billionaires, they own the Jacksonville Jaguars. They want a TV deal, they can get a TV deal.
Yeah.
But I think that the independent I hope it's independent wrestling that is like Japanese wrestling. I don't want it to be comedy based, and I hope they don't go WWE late. Those are the two things that'll get the
really
fail.
I really doubt it'll be comedy based. They may do a comedy spot here.
I think that when Joey Ryan's doing Dick Flips, your wrestling's comedy based. It's no longer about the sport.
Interesting.
I just Googled, does AEW have a TV deal? And they're talking to Jericho. He then discussed AEW's ongoing negotiations with television networks. Jericho said he's aware of two networks trying to secure AEW programming. And if either goes through, the entire industry will be saying, holy crap, they are the real deal. Of course, they don't say what. So...
He can't.
Is Spike TV even a thing anymore?
I have no idea. It is. Spike TV is not a thing.
Okay.
My guess will be that they. My guess would be that if anyone was going to take it, it wouldn't be USA or any NBC no. owned company.
USA and Fox have Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, it's not going to be those. My guess would be it might be a Viacom company.
That's fine.
You might get. We might get another MTV wrestling thing.
That was bad.
Oh, come on. Wrestling Society X was fun for 9 episodes.
It was fun for X-Pac. Well, they had,
didn't they have Sunday Night Heat for a while?
No, they did. Yeah, they MTV has had a storied history in wrestling.
Let's see. When MTV had Sunday Night Heat, you were what? 3?
No. I feel like...
You were young.
I was. No, because I'm going back and watching wrestling and I'm in early to mid-2003 and Sunday Night Heat just went to TNA.
Okay.
So I would have been 6 or 7.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well,
sorry, we're
no. It's cool. It's been an hour and a half of some solid wrestling talk because
we've covered a lot of bases.
There's 3 people here tonight.
All right. Before we get out of here, I want us to make our 2 early Women's Royal Rumble predictions, and then next episode we will go into more depth with the Royal Rumble.
All right. So let's just look at official. Official first picks for men and women's Royal Rumbles.
Okay.
That'll be our final thoughts. How's that sound?
Seth Rollins!
Seth Rollins first man.
How about women's?
I don't know. There's going to be some surprise entrance.
You think a surprise entrance will win it?
I think so.
So you got someone without Curly expecting to win
I don't know. I do think we were talking about Becky Lynch.
It's our way too early predictions. It's all subject to change. We're not
being graded on this.
Yeah, what, 2 weeks ago? 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. Then Chili first.
Oh my God.
And then, you guys, we didn't tell the humanoids, but us and 17 of our closest friends are all going to WWE. Monday Night Raw.
February 11th.
Live, baby, live.
I'm on vacation that week. It's going to be great. Because there's nothing else available.
Hold on. Question. Is anyone surprised we have more than 7? We have like 17 friends amongst
us.
Yeah,
everybody listening is pretty surprised at that.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably going with us.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
We love you all.
But, no, it should be a lot of fun. So you think you're not sure who women's Royal Rumble?
I'm not, because if Becky Lynch didn't have a championship match, mm-hmm. I would be sure that Becky Lynch would win.
Okay.
But, like we had talked about earlier in the podcast, I can totally see her losing mm-hmm. to Asuka at Royal Rumble. Beating the crap out of somebody.
Wouldn't the
pop... Taking their spot. Beating up Carmella mm-hmm. and taking the 30th
wouldn't
spot.
Wouldn't the pop for Becky Lynch... So, Becky Lynch loses to Asuka. And, in the main event, in the World Rumble mm-hmm. for the women's title, Asuka gets some heat for beating her.
Yep.
Maybe Asuka even cheats and turns heel.
I can see that. Maybe that's Asuka, right. That'd be great.
Maybe Asuka.
I would love to see
Asuka
does
something. Asuka does
something. We had a hint of it for
cheating.
A while.
So like the fans are gonna hate that. Asuka gets a big heel bump out of it, and then imagine the fucking pop when Becky Lynch comes out during the Rumble.
She would have
and
a bigger pop.
There's precedent for guys losing world title matches and then coming out in the Rumble.
No, I've literally
not even in screwjob fashions. I think sometimes it just happens without any real explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say somebody like Bradshaw just beat the shit out of a little
guy.
See, I
always hated it.
Like,
I always loved it.
Yeah, I know.
I just stole their spot. It's like Funaki was supposed to come.
Sometimes not even that.
Yeah.
So like that's usually the best explanation for if it's a heel. Sometimes they just lose and they're in the match anyway.
Yeah, no, they've done that in years past.
I've
guys have pulled double duty.
He lost his world title match.
Mankind was in it 3 times.
Yeah.
But like,
I think even in the context of world title matches, I think I've seen a guy lose his
jacket.
It's never the champion loses enters, but like champion beats a guy and then he's in the Royal Rumble trying to earn another spot.
Yeah.
It'd be weird. I don't think he's ever won, but I think I've seen it done.
But I want that back because a lot of times...
Humanoids fact check us.
Seems
I'm
like
sure
the last
that.
Few years they've had like, well, if you've had a match during the show, you're not in the Royal Rumble. I hate that.
I don't see any reason for it.
I think it's dumb. I think anybody who had a... I think the Royal Rumble...
Well, usually it's just the world title match. Usually anyone else who had a match is in
whether
the Royal
it's
Rumble.
Men or women's... Whoever had a match earlier in the show should show up.
They usually show up. Usually, if I wrestle for the Intercontinental title earlier in the night, I'm usually in the Royal Rumble. I feel like that's the trend.
Usually, yeah.
Usually, battle royales at pay per views don't get that.
Cool. Right. Did you have your picks here officially, Showtime?
My first picks are I'm gonna go Drew McIntyre.
Longest podcast ever.
Yep.
Not true.
Seth Rollins is my second first pick.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, I've got Drew. And for women's, I'm torn between Nia or Becky. One of those two is going to win.
I want to say that
having Becky win the women's title at Royal Rumble, if that happens, we get Nia. If it doesn't, we get Becky. I am going to say Nia because I really think I prefer what we've discussed. I think this is the better option for fantasy booking. I think it'd be better ratings, better pops. I think the most likely to happen is Becky wins, Nia challenges. Becky. So Nia's my first pick. Becky's my second.
People like to see Nia get her butt kicked.
Trebuchet.
Well, here's the thing. My first pick is your next WWE champion, the man I'm heavily invested in, Baron Corbin.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think he's going to do it. He's not GM in Raw anymore.
It's not going to be a straight up win. It's going to be a.
He'll probably spend half of the time outside the ring somehow. Go underneath the middle rope or something and just hang out there and then just steal it from Rey Mysterio or something at the end. Yep. I can totally see Rey Mysterio being like the last guy eliminated here, by the way.
Yep.
I think it'll be, I guess Mysterio, I think Cena is probably the last guy.
My way too early Final Four. Who did I just fucking say?
you said
Baron Corbin, Kofi Kingston, John Cena, Rey Mysterio. My way too early Final Four right there.
That's your Final Four?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Way too early Final Four. And because Baron's going to win the men's, I'm picking Sasha Banks to win the women's because they're going to pick a face. And she will sell pay-per-views.
She's facing Ronda at Royal Rumble.
Is she?
She won that number one contenders thing.
Yep.
I would pick again on that. I understand the point you're making. If she's gonna face Ronda,
I didn't realize.
It's gonna be Ronda, Sasha, Royal Rumble, and it is. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be. I don't think see Sasha winning it.
It's got to be another face though. Like if it's not the Becky thing, then say fucking Naomi because they love pushing her for some reason.
I don't think
she's in the ring.
If Natalya wins, I'm gonna throw a fit. I hate how much they're pushing Natalya right now.
But I can see that too.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That's the thing.
Like gym night.
Let's tell you what. We should our next episode should be just crunchy. We can talk about Royal Rumble moments we like from the past. We should like really crunch the numbers on this stuff because I don't want to do it on the pre-show.
That's fine.
There's a lot of like possibilities in zone. So we should make that our next episode.
We'll have a little Royal Rumble. Yeah, Royal Rumble cruncher here, you guys.
I'm not on daddy duty the night of Royal Rumble, so I'll be here earlier in the evening.
Gotcha. I'm trying to be on daddy duty for the Royal Rumble, but ladies?
Jesus.
Wow, I can't believe I said that.
Liv Morgan? What?
Wow. Came out of my face.
I don't think I am.
Send your hate mail at Goat, everybody.
Yes, absolutely do
We have been the Undisputed Podcast of the World. We will be back with more next time. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.